The following is a paid advertisement and does not necessarily reflect the views of KTSA management, staff, or its advertisers.
Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today we're going to be talking about two things, Lyme's disease and algae testing and treatment. What is Lyme's disease? Well, Lyme's disease is a serious bacterial infection that's transmitted by the deer tick. If left untreated, it can spread to the joints, to your heart, to your nerves, and to the brain. Often the first symptom of Lyme disease is a rash that forms a red ring around a clear central area, giving it the appearance of a bullseye. However, not all rashes form a bullseye, right? And not everyone who contacts Lyme disease forms a rash. Other symptoms include fatigue, fever, chills, body aches, and joint pain. In other words, when you get Lyme disease, it can appear like the flu. So the early symptoms of Lyme disease is a flu-like illness, fever, chills, sweats, muscle aches, fatigue, nausea, and joint pain. You have a rash in less than 50% of the people that get Lyme disease. Some people have what you call a Bell's palsy, where they have one side of their face, there's numbness, and they have problems closing their eyes, or there's tearing in their eyes, and they can have a drooping on the side of the mouth, and when they try to drink water, the water would run out of the mouth. You can also have a headache or stiff neck. Those are the early symptoms of Lyme's disease. The advanced symptoms is depression, anxiety, or mood swings, tingling, burning, or shooting pains, abdominal pain, nausea, diarrhea, light or sound sensitivity, cognitive impairment, chest pain, palpitations, shortness of breath, sleep disturbance, fatigue, arthritis. Those are all the advanced symptoms. Now, Lyme disease, when you're infected with the Borrelia burgdorferi, which is the bacteria that causes Lyme disease, your body fights the infection in two ways. Within the first 4 to 6 days, it activates immune cells called T cells to help clear the bacteria from your system. After about 4 to 6 weeks, it develops antibodies to Lyme's bacteria to further hone in on the immune response. Conventional testing for Lyme disease is usually using the Western blot testing. Unfortunately, the Western blot testing is only positive in about half the cases, simply because it does not detect the Lyme disease in the first 4 to 6 weeks of infestation. And at that time, usually its symptoms are too bad. All right? So Lyme's disease can cause a variety of problems. Now, Lyme disease is mainly in Europe and in the eastern part of the United States. It's caused by a tick that normally the tick would be on the grass or the leaves that you walk by. And when you walk by, the ticks will jump on you. And when they jump on you, the ticks will migrate to areas where the tick loves. There's several stages of the tick, but usually the younger ticks are the ones that cause the problem. The younger ticks are much smaller than the adult ticks. And the young ticks can go into areas which is not detectable. The adult ticks are usually much bigger, and so therefore you can discover them a lot sooner than you can the smaller ticks. Now, what's nice about the smaller tick, what's bad about the small ticks is that when it latches to you, the ticks usually takes about 36 hours to 48 hours before they can infect you. So therefore, the ticks got to be on you for a while. So now some of the things that you can do to prevent yourself getting infected by the tick is surveillance. So if you're out in the woods, if you have pets like dogs and stuff like that, then you need, when you get in, you need to, number one, survey your body, a hot shower, look at all the areas of your body to see if there's anything on you, number one. Number two, you could put on repellents when you're out, or wear long sleeve clothing that will protect you from getting the ticks on you. Or when you're walking in the woods, you try to walk along the beaten path as opposed to close to the shrubs. The other things that you can do is when you do get home, because the ticks can be on your clothes, and so when you get to, you take the clothes off and you wash them in a washer at high heat, and that kills the ticks. So usually the ticks needs to be on you for a good 36 to 48 hours before you can get the infection. Now, there's a lot of study on Lyme disease, which says that that you can only get it from the deer, from the deer tick, right? But, you know, there's a little controversy with that because, you know, Lyme disease is caused by a spirochete. A spirochete is the same type of bacteria that causes syphilis. And we all know that syphilis can be transmitted sexually, and it can be transmitted in utero. Even though the report says that the Lyme can only be transmitted via the tick bite, there's some controversy because there are people in families where their kids have it, their spouses have it, and the suggestion is that some of the Lyme disease can be spread sexually and can be spread via in utero. All right. So Lyme, so it's not for sure whether or not it can be spread those ways, but there are instances where people have gotten it, where it, the feeling is that it is spread, sexually and is spread genetically. All right. So now, how do you treat Lyme's disease? Well, first of all, you have to diagnose the Lyme's disease. And the CDC uses two tests from the same blood sample, where one is both of them have to be positive for you to have Lyme disease. But if you just use a Western blot test, you can get a false positive in about 50% of the time. So if you've had a flu-like symptoms, or if you've been, you've had a chronic illness and no one seems to know what was causing it, and for some reason you've been diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, or you've had a test and it was a Western blot and it was negative, you need to consider the fact that maybe it was a false negative test. All right. There are lots of other ways to test. In my office, we use the iSpot Lyme and the Western blot test. And the iSpot Lyme can detect Lyme disease in the initial stages in the first, 4 to 6 weeks, and Western blot. After, when you do them together, you have a much better chance of getting a true accurate reading. And your testing is about 90 to 95% accurate when you do those tests together. All right. So, Lyme disease can affect different organs in your body. It can affect your nerves. It can affect your heart. It can affect your joint. So you can have things like arthritis that's caused from Lyme disease. You can have Lyme's dementia. You can have cognitive impairment because of dementia, memory loss. You can have palpitations or chest pain when it affects the heart muscle. So it can affect lots of different areas in your body. And so the other thing about Lyme disease is that the Lyme bacteria can hide in cystic formations in your body where it's undetected by your immune system, and it can lay dormant in your body for years, 20, 30 years, and then become active. So just because you have a negative test, that does not mean you do not have it. You should ask your doctor to test you for Lyme's disease. All right? So that's Lyme disease. Just want to remind you, you are listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams, Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com, vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Today we are talking about Lyme's disease and environmental algae and testing and treatment. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. You can also check out at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. So we're talking about Lyme's disease. Now, treatment of Lyme disease involves multiple antibiotics, which in many cases is not as effective as they would let you believe. All right? Just because you feel better does not mean that the Lyme's disease is gone. So from time to time, you need to be rechecked to make sure you do not have a reactivation of it. Because like I said, the Lyme disease can hide in your body and in little cysts. And what they do, it hides there. And when the condition is favorable for the Lyme's disease to come back, it can break out of the cyst and reinfect your body. So therefore, it's very important, and a lot of times the antibiotics that you use, you have to be on multiple different antibiotics, and when you do that, it affects your body, and you get superimposed infections from other things because your immune system would be affected by it. You see, your immune cells, if they're busy fighting the Lyme disease and all the bacteria that come along with it, then your immune system cannot be there fighting other infections, other things, help protect you from other things because it's occupied by the Lyme disease. So it's very, very important that you check into all of those things. Now, at my office, we also use IV nutrition to treat Lyme disease. We use ultraviolet radiation, light radiation in your vein that helps clean bacteria and virus and fungus from your veins and optimize your arteries and your cells, your red cells, your white cells, make them strong and healthier so that they can go out and do the job. So we do a very, very complete IV nutrition treatment that includes ozone, hydrogen peroxide, glutathione, also phosphatidylcholine, high-dose vitamin C, so that we can clean your body of a lot of the things that's the problem. So it's very important that if you do think you have Lyme disease, get tested and look into this problem with it. All right? This is Dr. Vernon Williams on Lyme disease. Now, so once again, you are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. Phone number to call is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. You can also call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or you can get me at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. Now, I want to talk to you about algae treatments. You know, a lot of people have seasonal algaes. And seasonal algae, you know, I do wellness, and my goal is to make you young and healthy. But, you know, you can never be healthy if you have algae symptoms. And unfortunately, you know, when you have algae symptoms, it affects your health, it affects the way you feel, it affects your entire life. And you'll miss a lot of days from work, you'll miss days from school, and you feel miserable. You look terrible too. Right? And we all know that a lot of people used to go to doctors and get algae shots. They go in there, they get pricked, and then they have to go every week to get algae shots, and then they have to do it for 3 to 5 years of algae shots. No one wants to do that. And so the compliance rate on algae shots is not good. Now, in Europe, they use what you call immunotherapy, which means that they test you, and then they make drops for you to put in your mouth that will take care of your algae symptoms. The problem is that in the United States, the algae shots are covered by insurance, and the immunotherapy, the drops, are not covered by insurance. So when you go to your doctor only tells you about the things that the insurance covers. So he doesn't tell you about immunotherapy. Moreover, no drug rep comes to his office and tells your doctor about immunotherapy for algaes. What comes to your office is the drug reps that wants to sell you the drugs from the drug companies. And they're the ones who come in and detail the doctor on algae injections. So that's what your doctor tells you about. Now, with algae works that we use, we can do a very easy test of your skin for seasonal algaes. Also, we can test for moles. We can test for a lot of other things that can cause algaes. And then we can formulate some drops for you to take that will help desensitize your body towards those things. And so it's called sublingual immunotherapy, that's designed to modify and desensitize the immune system response to allergens over a long term. So every month you'll get some drops in the mail that will come to you, and you'll just put the drops in your mouth, and it takes about 1 to 2 years before your body can be totally desensitized to the symptoms, and now things can work. All right? So here's the difference between immunotherapy done with drops as opposed to traditional injection therapy. One, the testing method. With traditional injection therapy, you have multiple painful injections to identify the allergies. With the algae works that we use, you have non-invasive, painless surface skin tests. The administration with traditional injection therapy, it's painful injections with a hypodermic needle administered by a medical professional, and you have to go to the doctor's office on a weekly basis. With the algae works, it's self-administered drops under the tongue that you do at home on a daily basis. So convenience is with the traditional injection, you have to go to the doctor's office. With the algae works, the immunotherapy, you can do it at home. Cost of the algae works is cheaper than the injections for those who do not have insurance. For those who have insurance, of course, the injections are better because they don't, you know, the insurance company covers it, and that does not cover the ones that drops. The treatment duration for the traditional injection is 5 to 7 years. For the immunodrops, 1 to 2 years. Safety-wise, there has been multiple fatalities from injection therapy. There's never been any recorded instances of fatalities or any side effects from the immunotherapy from the drops. Allergy coverage in the traditional is based on your region. So usually you just test it for the stuff in your area, and when you go to another area of the country, you are exposed. And the test and the treatment is usually for your area. So if you get allergy injection therapy in Texas and then you move to New York, guess what? You're not treated for the New York symptom, even though you just spent 5 to 7 years being treated. With the drops, the test kit covers the entire North American continent. So you do get better coverage from it. So the difference between, I look at allergy treatments as essential to being healthy. You can never be healthy if you have allergies. And we know there's a lot of people who come September, October, November, they cannot go outside, they're sneezing, their eyes are running, tearing, they're sniffling, they miss work, they feel miserable. And with immunotherapy, drop therapy, we can help you with all of that. So if you want some more information, please call our office. That's the One Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Now, I particularly like AlgaeWorks because of its simplicity and the ease of which it's done. You know, I hate needles. I hate needles. You know, I'm a doctor, but I hate needles. You know, when I have to give blood, I sweat. I feel like I almost want to pass out. And the thought of getting algae shots and algae testing with needles would scare me to death. I would never do it. So, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there who feel the same way, and this is one way of getting, doing better than that. Huh? This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA Radio 550. The call number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we were talking about Lyme's testing and seasonal allergy testing. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. You can also call the One Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. Now, we are talking about seasonal allergy testing. Now, there are food sensitivities and food allergies that we also test for. And we do that through ALCAT. Now, it's very important that you understand that food sensitivities is different from food allergies. Food allergies is the things that you eat and suddenly your eyes swell, your throat itches, you have problems breathing. That's a food allergy. A food sensitivity, on the other hand, is usually to the foods you like the best. So the foods that you eat all the time, those are the things that you usually have a food sensitivity to. In my case, I have food sensitivity to olives, to seafood, to peanuts. You know, and I love seafood, but every time I'd eat seafood, I would notice that my rings wouldn't fit, my feet would swell, and if I got on the scale, I would have gained about 3-4 pounds. Every time, and it would take about 2-3 days for me to lose the weight back, and that has been happening all along. So finally, I got tested from ALCAT, and lo and behold, I found that there's all these things that I had some food sensitivity to. So if you have bloating or gas or diarrhea or swelling or weight gain, you probably have some food sensitive. As a matter of fact, we have done a lot of food sensitive testing, and there hasn't been one person that we've tested who does not have several foods that they're sensitive to. And once you know what you're sensitive to, that doesn't mean that you can't eat those foods anymore. It just means that if you have a mild sensitivity, what do? Is you give up the food for 3 months, and then you can start back taking it once a week. If you have a moderate sensitivity to food, give it up for 6 months, and then you can start it once a week. If you have a severe sensitivity, then you give it up for a whole year, and then you start it once a week. You see, you don't want to do it frequently, because if you do it frequently, you're going to get the sensitivity back. So just remember, the foods that you like the best is usually the things that you're sensitive to. But knowing that you have a sensitivity to food doesn't mean that you have to give up the food. All right? So that's very important. So this is Dr. Vernon. I just want to let you know that I had a wonderful time talking to you all today. Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550 Radio. The phone number to reach me is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also reach me at www.field29.com, field29.com. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble. It's visit at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. It's also available at Amazon and all the other bookstores. You can also call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Just want to remind you that if you have a diagnosis that no one knows about and they cannot find out what's going on with you, you may have Lyme's disease. Ask your doctor about getting you tested. Thank you all very much. Have a wonderful evening, and I will catch you all next week.